Dr. David Durhan, Triple D. Welcome back. Hello, mate.
Oh, it's good to be with you again.
Oh, it's been too long between drinks, Dr. Durheim.
Yeah.
Oh, it's taken a big surprise to get us chatting again, unfortunately.
Yes. What is the latest? We're seeing the headlines, Omicron. What is it? Do we need to be worried? How can we handle it?
Yeah, look, so when WHO gives a variant of interest, we pay attention. When they give a variant of concern, we have to pay a little bit more attention. So the last two that have popped up, which were Lambda and Mu, are still variants of interest. But this one's a little bit different and probably deserves some attention. Now, hopefully, the testing that's going to happen in the laboratories over the next week and two will clarify a few things. But the thing that's made people really worried, I think, is the number of mutations in this dratted virus's genetic structure that code for the spike protein. Now, that spike protein for COVID virus or SARS-CoV-2 is critical for binding, and it's also our target for vaccines and for some of the antivirals that we use. So if it's changed an awful lot, it may make things less effective, and that's why I think WHO is concerned. And we've also seen a big increase in cases in South Africa and a number of other countries in Southern Africa as well.
So let's say hypothetically these spike proteins mean that the current vaccine is less effective. Does that mean that we would require booster shots or a totally different vaccine to try and target those spike proteins?
Look, we don't know yet for sure. So we do know that even with the Delta strain, the vaccines that we've got are slightly less effective, but still fantastically effective. So whereas against the Alpha strain or the original Wuhan strain, the vaccine was almost 100% effective. This is the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine. They were up there in the 95% effective against any illness and any transmission or spreading. What we've seen with Delta is probably about 10% lower than that, still provides fantastic protection against severe disease, but you might get a mild cold or flu-like illness, really much more severe than that. So it may not mean that we need a different vaccine. It may mean that we need a booster if the virus arrives here, and quite a few people will be coming due for boosters probably December, January, February, so that may not be that bad. The good look, what the mRNA vaccine producers are saying is that if they need to, they can within 3 months reconfigure the vaccine. This is the wonder of these new vaccines, to actually match this particular variant completely and provide very, very robust protection. Now, hopefully that's not going to be necessary, but we just don't know for the moment. The test that they're doing in the labs will take blood from people who've been vaccinated, grab those antibodies that our immune systems have prepared against the virus, and then they will actually see whether it neutralizes or destroys this new variant. And that work's happening in South Africa and happening in Europe as we're chatting.
Right, okay.
Very cool.
So not panic stations yet, Dr. David. It might not be ruining our Christmas yet. We don't need to shut all the borders and stuff like that right now.
Yeah, look, we need to wait and see, and I think this time the labs are going to be much more helpful. In parts of Africa where it's emerged, look, the capacity, the surveillance capacity is not quite what we're fortunate to have in Australia, and so it's brilliant that they've actually detected it. Not so great for the rest of the world that we've got another variant that's circulating, but we'll have really good data on how effective the vaccines and the antivirals are in the next week or two.
The two travellers that were identified coming into Sydney, were they in, like, immediately in hotel quarantine sort of thing, and it's been contained that way?
Yep, they were tracked down very quickly, and as have everyone else who was on that plane. So people, there's a lot of work happening at the moment to make sure that everybody who was on that plane, particularly those who were closest to them on the plane, are in strict isolation, getting a swab, making sure none of them have been infected as well.
And last one from me. Let's say, again, sorry to throw hypotheticals at you, let's say the current vaccines don't necessarily work all that effectively against the Omicron variant. How do you think the Australian government will handle an outbreak of this in Australia going forward?
Oh, goodness, that's a really tricky hypothetical. We know that the appetite for more lockdowns, for more public health measures is not great unless it's really necessary. So that's the signal that we've got. I mean, if this was very mild and the vaccine provided partial protection, I suppose we'd try and live with it. If it was more severe and the vaccine provided less protection, we probably see some public health measures having to be reintroduced, particularly at our borders. So all of that, I think, will evolve over the next little while. So don't worry, I've got family members who were hoping to travel to Southern Africa in January.
Of course.
So that's not looking good for them either, I'm afraid, at this stage.
Okay. We're all just a bit tired, aren't we?
It's just fatigue. It is fatigue. Anyway. Dr. Dave Durheim, it's always unfortunate we've got to talk to you in bad times, but it's always great to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And hopefully this proves to be a little bit of a fizzle like the Alpha strain was, the Beta strain that came out of South Africa the last time.
Fizzle away, Omicron.
Fizzle away.
No one wants you.
Thanks. Thanks, Triple D. It's Imagine Dragons on Hit.